Ukshartem Yos Ayadecha Bayulat Adavos Benenecha. We're familiar with the mitzvahs ase doraisa of putting on tefillin. We generally assume you put on tefillin during the week. We don't put them on Shabbos, Yontif, even Yontif Sheni. And Chol Hamoed is a major debate mit different minhagim, Ashkenaz Svard. So there's a mitzvah of tefillin, and we have the show yad and the show rosh. So let's assume if you're a righty, so you get the tefillin show yad on your left arm, but if not, you put it on your arm, depending lefty righty. So there's a famous tshuva from Rav Moshe. What happens if someone has a stroke and they're paralyzed? The whole left side is paralyzed. So the shaila is, could you still put tefillin on top of the paralyzed arm? So let's assume you're righty, you want to put on your left arm. Do I say it's a dead arm, and therefore there's no mitzvah of tefillin? It's not like it's not there, or can I still fulfill my mitzvah? Is it a sveik of the dina, put on without a bracha? What should you do? So Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva where he writes that yes, he is permitted to put on tefillin on his left arm, even with a bracha. It's, how does he know? That was the famous Maisa with his father. His father, they say, his father had a stroke. When he put it, and he continued putting tefillin on his arm, even though he was paralyzed. So what I think the Maisa is, the way Rav Shechter says it over, is that he, Rav Moshe's father, big time, he was a litvak. He held on putting tefillin on, not sleeping, and sitting in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeret, that's the Gemara. What about sleeping in the sukkah? Because that's a debate, whether you should sleep in it. If you normally sleep in the sukkah, should you sleep in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeret? Some yes, some no. So he v'dafka did, and I think it was freezing outside, and that's what the way Rav Shechter says, that's how he got his stroke. So because of that, Rav Moshe learned the story that, okay, I have to, my father was Moser Nefesh, so too I'm going to be Moser Nefesh, so I'm going to sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So whatever the limit is from that, the point was his father got a stroke, and he, and his one side of the body, I guess his left side, I'm guessing it was the righty, was paralyzed. And nevertheless, he put on tefillin with the bracha. So how did Rav Moshe know? Besides the fact that his father did it, how did he know that it's okay to put on? So Rav Moshe, so it is, that he says, since the blood is still circulating, even if you're paralyzed, but the blood's still circulating, so it's still considered your arm. If it's gangrene and the blood is stopped, so if it's something irreversible, then it's not going to be able to circulate anymore. So therefore, Sir Moshe would agree on a gangrene, it's over. There's no more circulation, you can't put tefillin on. But if it's just a stroke, he's saying the blood's still circulating, based on a Gemara in Bechoros, it talks about the mumim for a karban, kohanim for behemoth. So, over there, it says, the way Rav Shechter learns the Gemaras anyway, is that if it's irreversible blood flow, so then we consider it, the organ is dead then. So, in fact, that's what they discuss in terms of when we talk about someone takes out blood, let's say an animal, whatever, either way, you're taking blood out from a chai, so on Shabbos, so it's us, so the question is, what issur are you over? So Rashi writes, you're over Saveya, you're making it black and blue. The Rambam says, no, it's like taking liquid out of the body. It's like dosh. You can't squeeze the juice from the fruit. And the way we assume, Tosus says it is Yerushalmi, that it's Netila Shasham, Adamu HaNefesh, what's the difference? You take a lot, you take a little, what's Netila Shasham? So, Rav Shach, that's his sheet in general, he's not, he doesn't go for brain death. You know, there's a whole big discussion. What's considered death? Is it brain death? Is it circulation? Is it the heart? So Rav Shachta thinks he has his own shita. And that's what he says, when they cut the head of the animal off, the reason why it's not good, not because of brain death, is because you're cutting off the whole circulation. So therefore, that's what he quotes, that's the famous tshuva from Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe writes, as long as his blood circulation is still considered alive, so too, that's the definition of life and death, Adamu HaNefesh. And the bottom line, Rav Moshe Paskin, that even if a person's paralyzed on the left side, and is, but the blood's still circulating, he has a mitzvah to put on tefillin, even with a bracha, to receive a Torah's Vadai.